The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Hi, and welcome to Self-Love, It's a Process. This is a podcast sharing my journey on building self-love. Self-love is a topic that's very important but not talked about enough, despite the many people who struggle to love themselves. In this podcast, I will be sharing the ways self-love contributes to growth and the different ways of practicing self-love. So with that being said, let's get lovin'. Hi, and welcome to episode 9 of Self-Love, It's a Process. I'm your host, Cry, and as I mentioned before, this is a podcast focused on the journey to loving the self. Today, I want to talk to y'all about self-love in gratitude and happiness. Today is going to be a special episode as I am going to be interviewing someone knowledgeable in the topic. But before I get into that, I do want to express my gratitude again for all the listeners for making it to the 9th episode. And I do want to say that I hope you enjoy today's episode. So, like I said, for this episode, I brought in a special guest to talk to me about happiness and self-love. And our guest today is my best friend, Vinny. And he's going to be talking about his experience and how he feels about it, and we're just going to learn a lot from what he has to say. So, I do want to get on to this interview. So, I want to start off easy. Vinny, I want you to tell me, what does self-love mean to you? And feel free to take it in any direction you choose.
Self-love means to come to an understanding with yourself by accepting who you are and how you feel. This can look like accepting your own emotions, your thoughts and feelings around a certain topic, accepting your physical appearance and embracing it to feel less stressful and anxious in your life. I feel like it also means coming to terms with the way that you choose to live, whether it be embracing fashion sense or embracing the way you make your decisions. I feel like it also means being able to take care of yourself and treat yourself like you treat the people you care about.
By how you've described what self-love is to you, it sounds like it's something really important, and that's what we like to talk on this podcast a lot, is the importance of self-love. So I do want to ask you, do you yourself think that self-love is important, and why do you think so?
Self-love is important to me because it allows us to become a better person, not just for other people, but most importantly for ourselves. It's important because through the practice of self-love, it allows us to become more open-minded with others and develops a sense of confidence that we can use to overcome our insecurities and make better decisions in our life that makes us happy. I also feel that it helps us come into life better prepared. I feel that by practicing self-love, we are pushing ourselves forward instead of holding ourselves back when we practice harsh self-criticism or self-hate.
After having spoken about the importance of practicing self-love, what do you think self-love helps us with in the real world? This could be going out to the store, going to work, or going to school. Just how does it help us? And what are some of the benefits that come with practicing self-love?
I think self-love helps us become more confident and understanding for other people when we talk with them. Self-love helps us become more outgoing towards trying new things like a new hobby or eating something healthy. Self-love helps us by allowing ourselves to become prepared for life's unexpected obstacles and handle them better if they don't go well. Feel like how I said earlier, it helps us grow more self-acceptance and be able to guide us into the right direction. But it also helps us grow a more positive mindset and helps us with our mental health.
Since this episode is focused on the role of happiness in the practice of self-love, how do you think self-love helps us become more happy or happier human beings?
Self-love helps us become more happy on a personal note because we would be doing the things that we like rather than what other people like or what they want to do. We would be doing the things that interest us and what makes us feel productive. If something were to go wrong, we wouldn't feel down about what happened, and we can see it as an opportunity. And through this, I think that makes us happy. I also think it helps us become more happy, and we are letting go of the strings that tie us down, like the strings of hate, dislike, and criticism. We are able to move past those mistakes and see an opportunity to grow from them. And that thought, I believe, makes us happy.
Now, since you are a man, I'm not sure if you've seen this, but I feel like, just from my point of view, that for men, practicing self-love is not something big or something worth putting their time and energy into. Have you experienced that thought, or have you heard someone say that? And why do you think it's a common theme for men when it comes to practicing self-love?
In my personal experience, before I started practicing self-love for myself, I would put other people and how they feel first before my own feelings. I would say or do things that would make them feel happy because it was what I cared about rather than my own feelings. I believe it is common. It's a common thing for men to avoid because I think the expectation that society has is for men to be closed off and not speak about their feelings. They want to show that they're strong individuals towards other people and that they must put other people's priorities first before themselves.
I definitely agree that I think that for men, it's definitely that toxic masculinity that's holding them back. And I feel like some of our listeners may need to hear this, but I do want to ask that for the men who may be listening in, why is it important for them to spare some thought into self-love or maybe even begin to start practicing self-love?
I believe it's important to practice self-love for men because it allows us to open up to other people about how we feel, and the whole process refrains from the idea of holding back how we feel and what we want to say. I also think it's important for us men to show how we feel because it allows us to feel much better after venting it out to another person, and it helps us avoid that toxic masculinity that is forced upon us in the society. I think it also helps us grow deeper bonds with the people we care about, but at the same time, I feel like it's a weight being lifted off my back whenever I express and embrace that feeling to the people I trust and care about. And just by letting it out, it helps other people understand me better and support me better.
That's such a great thing to hear. I think that your response may have, or hopefully has helped men that may be listening into this podcast feel more of a motivation to start self-love. So, now that we've explored the specifics on the relationship between self-love and happiness, if you don't mind, could you tell us, how does practicing self-love help you be happy?
Yeah, practicing self-love for myself makes me happy because It gives me a sense of productiveness when I'm getting things done. And that feeling of productiveness helps me want to accomplish more and overall motivate me to keep going in life. I feel like it's also the overall idea, knowing that I am taking care of myself, the body that's been given to me, and makes me feel a sense of love and comfort, as well as happiness for the way I've chosen to go about self-love and care. But most importantly, that feeling of productiveness, it makes me feel happy with myself and the decisions I make for myself.
Since we've talked about the after effects of practice in regards to happiness, do you mind sharing, also for the men out there, what prompted you to begin to practice self-love? What got you into it?
What made me start taking care of myself was my significant other, my girlfriend. She's the one who helped motivate me to think about what I want for myself. She taught me to make time for just me. Only me and just myself. Nobody else. And one thing that she said that resonates with me is she told me that the only person that really has your back in your life is your own self. And that you should take care of yourself and appreciate how far you've gotten and what you accomplished.
I feel like having that support system and that overall pusher to get you into self-love is something that we all should really have, especially when it's beginning to explore self-love or to just keep going with it. So being able to hear that from you, I feel like is definitely gonna help people maybe reach out to someone that they know and love that can possibly help them start the process of practicing self-love. Because we've talked about how practicing self-love has made you happy, do you mind sharing with us the different ways you go about practicing self-love?
Yeah, practicing self-love allows me to be happy because I'm doing the things that I enjoy, like working out or going to the gym. I also listen to music I want to hear, the music that I enjoy listening to, watching TV shows or movies that interest me, doing acts of skincare, just taking care of my hygiene. And another thing is driving by myself, just going on late night drives and just having that alone time for myself.
Thank you for sharing. I feel like these are some different ways of practicing self-love than what I've mentioned in this podcast. So I'm glad that with the past two podcasts, we're listening more into the different ways of practicing self-love, because definitely what I'm saying here is definitely not the only ways of practicing. So I do want to thank you for mentioning that. But just to wrap up this podcast, I do want you to share with us, what advice would you give someone who is looking for a way to become more happy through self-love? Yeah.
The first step you should do is make time for yourself. Find a place where you're most comfortable being alone from others, and think about how far you've come and how your past self would feel about you compared to right now. I also would advise that you should accept your own emotions. You should come to an understanding that what you feel and your emotions, they are valid. And lastly, I think you should also prioritize how you feel and what makes you happy in your life.
All right. So that does wrap up the interview part of the podcast. So I do want to say thank you so much to Vinny, my best friend, for being able to talk to us about self-love. But I'm not sure if you know, but we practice gratefulness at the end of our podcast. So I do want to ask you one last question. What are you grateful for today?
I am grateful for family and my friends for just motivating me to keep me going in my life, motivating me to do better, and making me feel accompanied and making me laugh and also making me feel loved and not alone. Another thing that I'm grateful for is, well, my mom. You know, she's taken care of me ever since I was born. She's provided for me all my life, you know, taught me certain things and just motivated me to be better, not only for myself, but for the family, my loved ones, my friends. And lastly, another person that motivates or that I'm grateful for is my girlfriend. She's been there for me since day one, since we met. She's been with me, understood me as a person, and just accepted me for who I am. And no matter what happens or what imperfection that I'm stressed about, she just makes me feel better by her presence. And yeah, love you.
All right, now for my turn. I am grateful for, well, since we're talking about it, I'm grateful for my friends too. I'm grateful for Vinny for making it out here to be able to help me with my interview. I also wanna say that I'm thankful for my other friends because they really just keep me going, whether it be playing 8-ball with me and me losing, but just being able to text them, call them whenever something happens, or being able to come to them with stuff like this, even though they're busy. I do want to say thankful for them. I'm thankful for them because they're there for me. So yeah, pretty sure I've mentioned this in a past podcast, but yeah, grateful for my friends. But now to wrap up this podcast, thank you, Brittany, once again for making it here. But remember, everyone, we're perfectly imperfect. You are beautiful. You are enough. You are valued and you are unique. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. And for the next episode, I will leave it to be a surprise. And bye-bye.